Beyond evil.
Question.
Is there a solution to end aggressiveness and violence?
Master.
No, I don't have it. You have. Everyone has this ability. If we stop killing animals, if we stop all violent acts, the world will become a paradise. It is not only my responsibility, it is everyone's responsibility. Don't you think?
Because if a master, any master could do it, Jesus would have done it. Buddha would have done it a long time ago.
Question.
Is the idea of a dark force something in our mind?
Master.
Yes. We have free will, you see. We think in black and white, and Satan is born of the kingdom of God too, which is inside of ourselves. When we act against the good and true principles of life, we become the instrument of the dark forces. But the negative powers are okay, too.
They make life exciting, and make life come into existence. Otherwise, we would all be sleeping in heaven with nothing to do. But as soon as we are tired of the negative power and want to go home, we should. We cannot always play in the negative place. We must also go home.
So my message is for those who are tired of playing, for those who want to rest and go home. That's all. Those who do not want to listen to me are those who still love the negative side of nature.
Question.
Does hell exist?
Master.
Yes, it exists. But mainly for people who are very disturbed in their minds. People who are virtuous and good never experience hell. For those who are initiated, never. Hell is a great hospital to help people whose spirits and minds are sick.
It is similar to our hospitals on Earth, where illnesses are cured.
Question.
Are there such things as evil spirits, demon spirits, or Satan that possess people?
Master.
Yes. There are such things, but many of the evil spirits are within the hearts of the people. When we generate hatred, when we generate depressing and oppressive thoughts towards other people, we breed these unpleasant electrical and invisible currents into the air, into the atmosphere. They condense together and become a force that is frightening to reckon with for whomever happens to pass by or comes into contact with that environment, which is full of hatred. Full of dark, oppressive force. So it is better that we always think good, do good, and talk good. Think God, do God, and talk God. And to realize God is even better.
Question.
Satan seems to personalize evil. But is there an actual evil being or demon that roams this world, or is it within us?
Master.
The world within is also the world without. So we cannot really separate them. Whatever is in our minds will manifest outwardly. Therefore, two people in the same room will have two different perceptions of the same surroundings and of the atmosphere surrounding them. Do you understand? One may feel miserable to death, and the other one may feel joyful. So we cannot say that the evil is within or without us. It is both. Just like God is within and without us, and everywhere. It depends on our perceptions, on our conceptions. Our perception of God or evil makes God or evil appear. We must change our conceptions. If we think in a godly way and practice in the way of God, then we are always in God's presence. If we think and practice the ways of evil, then we are always in the presence of Satan. Satan is not a person with a personality. It is a force released out of our negative thinking, actions, and speech. It exists everywhere. But we do not need to know him if we turn ourselves to the kingdom of God. If we tune into the kingdom of God, then we are in it. And if we tune into the kingdom of evil, then we will be in the kingdom of darkness. It all depends on our conceptions and our ability to tune in. So when we meditate, we use the technique to tune into the kingdom of God. We are always in the kingdom of God. It is just like a radio. You can tune into different stations.